So you were, during the war, you would still be at school, and after the war ended, what happened?
Well, what happened was, I actually left school when I was 15, for which I was very sorry. I could never pass an English exam. And at that time, you know, if you were doing your highers, you had to pass English, or else you could just forget it.
Mm.
So I didn't sit my highers. I did 2 years of O-levels, and the second time they gave me my English, but I don't think I had passed it. And then my sister was born, the youngest, Elizabeth, and I stayed at home for a wee while, helping Mummy Gullymore. I went to work, and I went to the Baker Engineers and worked there. And then, you know, my oma and opa, my granny and grandpa, they had got out. And so had my Uncle Ernst and my Auntie Alice. She'd come out from Edinburgh. She lived in New York. And my uncle lived in Canada. And he had managed to get my oma and opa out. And there was this letter. This was after the war. And, you know, I think they had wanted me, or I think my aunt had wanted me to come over and see all the family again.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this letter that Uncle Ernst wrote to Auntie Alice, and in it he said, "For God's sake, don't let Dorrit come over just now. Everyone is mental over here." And that was, you know, when they heard what had happened in the camps and all. And, you know, my Oprah was trying to find out what happened to her mother and father.